The two new cases involve a 38-year-old man and his 8-year-old son from Yiwu City in the Zhejiang province. Xiong Huang with the National Health and Family Planning Commission has an update on all of the patients.
Currently, a Zika patient in Jiangxi province has been discharged from the hospital after a full recovery. 4 other patients are being treated in local hospitals with standard treatments, and their conditions are now stable.
The 2 latest patients were bitten by mosquitoes while traveling in Fiji and Samoa. So far, all cases in China have been imported from other countries. Noting that the virus may enter the country again, Li Dexin with Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that strong prevention measures must be taken.
There are mainly 3 prevention measures. One is closely monitoring entry, exit, inspection and quarantine practices to detect patients and isolate them. 2, disease prevention, especially monitoring spreading agents, mosquito activity, whether they carry the virus. 3, if any epidemic should occur, measures will be taken to exterminate mosquitoes.
Scientists with the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention have already decoded the genome of the country's first imported case of Zika. This has greatly helped the understanding of the virus variations. Xiong Huang warns the risk of spreading the mosquito-borne disease is still high as the temperature warms up.
We will be on high alert as the weather warms up. Some parts of the country will enter the active mosquito season. This is important because the Zika virus has its chance to spread in the region. The National Health and Family Planning Commission will plan ahead to prevent and control the disease.
For CRI, I'm Min Ray.